Daryl Ryder recaps each and every practice and tonight's game. He'll recap that while featuring the best highlights from the coaches and players during the media availability as well as on the field action. All you need to do is subscribe to 92.3 The Fan channel. That's the 92.3 The Fan channel on YouTube. Do it now and get all of the latest from Daryl Ryder on the Browns throughout the season. Jeff is off today, but he will be back with you tonight on the Browns Radio Network. You'll hear him at halftime, and of course you'll hear him after the game on the postgame show, where I think he is the calmest man in America. Dan, you do these shows with him. There are sometimes I listen to him do that show, and I'm amazed at how he is just, he is the rock during those shows, especially when some fans are just like out of their mind after games. And by the way, tonight I think fans will be a little bit out of their mind no matter what Sanders does. That's the key. He is so in the middle on things that it's just a big tug of war, and you are going to like him, love him, and defend him to your heart's desire, or you're going to be like, this guy isn't ready, he's a fifth-round pick, and you'll be negative on the other side.
It is one of the funniest things to watch as Jeff will put a collar on, and then you'll see him kind of cross his fingers, and he'll sit there and listen. And someone will start barking at him and yelling at him like he had the play sheet and the earpiece and start screaming and yelling, at which point Tyvus will fall over laughing and probably be hitting the table very hard as he's screaming, laughing. And Jeff will sit there with a straight face through the whole thing, let the guy get all of it off of his chest, rant, rave, everything else, and then go, okay, thank you. Tyvus, do you have any thoughts? And that's how he'll deliver it.
Yeah, I Tyvus does a great job. Tyvus is great on the pre.
Does a really good job, Woody. That
and on the post. And can I feel like letting everybody in on the joke to make sure everybody knows. I don't know. Everyone knows that, like, excuse me, Dick in Dayton is a regular caller, right? He's been a regular caller in Northeast Ohio for decades, right?
Yes.
And for some reason, he can't say Tyvus's name. And he calls him Titus on the air every time.
Mm-hmm.
Every time. And so it's just kind of one of those things. So when Tyvus, even like, I'm sure when we do pre today, I'll call him Titus just for the fun of it.
Of course, you got to get one in.
So it's just funny. But those guys together do a great job on the postgame show. And
Yeah, you'll hear right from Kevin Stefanski. You'll hear other press conferences along the way and direct from the locker room. So keep it locked in right here, 92.3 The Fan, for your postgame show.
Let's take a quick phone call. And then I want to.
Please don't curse at us when you call in and yell. Yeah. That's all I ask.
Yeah,
please, so there will be no cursing.
Quick predicts coming up at 140. Quick predicts coming up at 140. Same rules, obviously, is what he's talking about. 216-474. Give us the score of tonight's game and then give us the headline for tomorrow morning. Bill is on the other side of the enemy lines. He's in Pittsburgh, but that's okay. We want to talk to him anyway. Hi, Bill. How are you?
All right, Bill.
Good. How you doing?
What's a good word, my friend?
And yes, I do live on the enemy side. I hear it every day. But everybody's talking about Shedeur Sanders, but no one's mentioning like Mason Graham or what he's going to do. I'm more interested in him as well.
I agree. I think that's a great storyline. That the reason that everyone's talking about Shedeur is because Mason doesn't touch the ball on every play. That's why. I mean, really, that's, and all the hype is on him. But I want to see what Mason. I also want to look what Carson Schlesinger looks like tonight. I mean, this is a rookie that has like taken over the defense. Grant Delpit said that he wouldn't mind wearing the green dot to call the plays. How often does a guy who's a rookie step in there, they give him the play-calling ability on defense right away? And, he's right in the middle. It doesn't happen very often.
No, I agree. I mean, again, Shedeur, I hope he succeeds. But, I just really want to see the defense, the rookies on defense do as well. I mean, they're a big part of the whole thing, too. So,
especially if you're going to be starting two of them, right?
I'm with you, Bill, and especially right in the spine of that defense on top of it.
I'm really excited for Malik Collins, too. You know, he was with us. There's no way he's playing tonight. Malik.
No, he's a veteran.
Tonight. So we'll see the rookies. All right, Bill, enjoy the game. And if you need us to get you supplies or anything to infiltrate the rest of the Steelers that are Steeler fans that are around you, we'll help you out. Just give us the signal. We'll help you out. Okay.
All right. Thanks. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Bill, in Pittsburgh.
So I'm here for Mason Graham too. I want to see it. I have not hidden my my fandom of that dude from the very beginning. That guy. And I want to see what he looks like. I think this might be a little bit tougher going up against the ones and his first ability of it. When he was in college at Michigan, man, that guy was a game plan wrecker. That dude would take anything you wanted to do to try to slow down his defense, and he would just trash it. And I want to see if he's able to replicate that in the NFL. Because if you can get that pressure right directly in the face of a quarterback, buckle in, because that'll do him in more than the left side or the right side.
All right, I don't care who's playing tonight. I need to have a little bit more of a game day feel. Like I need to get amped a little bit more.
So you're ordering nachos.
No, Anthony, are you back there? I just want to make sure. But Anthony's back in the bullpen. I just want to make
sure.
He's alive. Okay. You know what? Hey, two keys in a locker. Are you prepared to do that? That is a tradition.
So
unlike not, every other one.
So not nachos.
No, not nachos. Not nachos at all. But Anthony, would you be prepared to do two keys in a lock? I know you are, but I want to make sure you are.
Well, I feel like one of the locks has to be nachos.
No. There's a thing here. Do you know the game here? Do you know how to play two keys in a lock?
I think so, yeah.
All right, here we go.
This it's is very two, complicated. Let's it's do got two a lot keys. Of rules.
It's very easy. Yes, go.
All right, my first.
No. Hang on. Ladies and gentlemen, the rookie Anthony Alau will be with us in just a second. He is Dan Menigan. I'm Andy Baskin. We prepare for tonight's game against the Panthers in a little thing we like to call two keys and a lock. Let's get a lock from Anthony Alau, the rookie on staff today. One of our five rookies that might be starting for the Browns this year. Yes, Anthony, give me key number one.
Key number one is run the offense efficiently. That means no procedural penalties and nothing that's going to put you behind the sticks early on first downs.
You're cut. I'm putting you on the practice squad because I had for key number one, Sanders and the offense must just look efficient. That is the key. Efficient. And if you triple down on this, then we're ending this segment forever. Dan Menigan.
I wrote functional.
Functional.
I want to see an offense where everybody runs the same play at the same time. Like, I know we are talking baseline football here, but from what we have heard all around, Kevin Stefanski offenses are long-winded. They've got a lot of pieces to them. The play calls are quite long-winded on top of that. You are dealing with backups and rookies the whole way around. I just want to see a functional offense.
Can we all agree, the three of us, that the bar is so low for this thing that there really isn't even a bar? Anthony, listen, we're just talking efficient, functional. That is a very, very low bar.
I would agree.
He concurs.
And by the way, I have no problem with that being the case because it's a fifth-round rookie. And you have all the veterans sitting. So, like, yeah, you got guys who are new to this. It's going to be a little hairy.
Key number two, Anthony Alau.
Key number two is to start to figure out where your wide receivers are after Jerry Jeudy.
Fair. Who are you looking to give us some hope, my friend?
Well, I feel like Luke Floria has to be mentioned, and then Gage.
Just go with Gage. No, Larvadan. It's not that hard.
There needs to be somebody
that these guys have to throw to. Repeat after me. I could be wrong, but Larvadan. Is it Larvadan or Larvadan?
That's why we're going with Gage in the same way we go with Slade.
Larvae.
Sicone. I can say Sicone. Well, I have no problem with that.
I know you can now, but we just go with Slade.
That's not true.
Because it sounds cool.
Who was the Bryson DeChambeau? Remember that? Bryson? Were you here?
No, I was not.
I couldn't say DeChambeau's name.
Did you have issues with that?
Oh, I couldn't spit it out ever.
That one I was cool with, and I think it's just because I saw the EAU on the end.
Oh, played for LSU too, right?
Yes.
All right, give me key number two.
Key number two for this game is, on the defensive side of the ball, I want to see the rookies make some kind of splash. What we've talked about with Mason Graham being a game plan wrecker, Carson Schwessinger with the green dot in between there. Again, it's kind of the same similar idea as the offense of having everybody on the same page doing the same thing, but I would like to see those guys make an impact, and I think that would be key number two, is have the high-end rookies make an impact on this game.
All right, I'm going to say key number two in this one is, it goes along the lines of what you're saying, Dylan Sampson and the rest of the running back core, whether it's Pierre Strong or Amani Marshall or Toa or Travion Williams, one of those guys, one of the new guys they brought in this week. And they need to get the running game going and getting it going earlier, because it just trickles into what key number one is making things look efficient, especially for Shedeur Sanders. I got to believe they're going to run the ball early in this thing just to get everybody comfortable, even on the first drive. Even if they go three and out on that first drive tonight, because you got so many young guys playing, a lot of guys playing in the NFL for the first time tonight, just hand the ball off. Let the guys get their feet wet early on. If you don't have a drive immediately, don't panic. Don't freak out. It goes back to the efficiency and not having any pre-snap penalties and looking like an offense. So I'm going to put it on Dylan Sampson because he appears to be the lead back for us tonight. All right, lock. I got to give me a lock. Give me quick. Lock, Anthony.
Lock. The Shador conversation will not get any definitive answers. He's going to do just well enough to appease the Shahive, but not well enough to get himself into the conversation for QB1.
Yeah.
My lock of this game is pretty much what Anthony just said. That's the only feel that I have. I have a feeling no matter what happens, the Chunk is going to be mad.
Hey, who cares if you're wrong, man? Make a bold statement. You know what I'm saying? Harold Fannin Jr. touchdown tonight.
Oh, that's a goodie.
Yeah, make a lock. A who cares if you're wrong? Give me one guy who's getting in the end zone. I know I got 30 seconds. Go. One guy who's getting in the end zone.
Blake Whitehart.
There's a good one.
I like
that's
that
not a bad one. Stefanski loves him. He's been with him before.
I'll say Gage gets in the end zone.
Oh, you're calling Gage?
I'll go Gage.
All right. And how about Luke Florea? Two touchdowns tonight. Come on, Cardinal. Let's go. You know what's next? I'm pumped because we're getting closer to a game. And you know one of the most brilliant segments that's ever been invented in the history of radio is coming up next. It is Quick Predicts.